Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding at Shkolim Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Hey in the bottom of Daf Tet Zayin Amud Beis. So, the Mishnah, Moisa Shvuim L'Shvuim. If money was collected to redeem, to release people that were captured, so you can use that money for other Shvuim, if it's not meant for a specific Shavuim. But Moisa Shavui, Loisa Shavui. If the money was raised for a specific captive, so you can use only for that person. And that person will get the extra money. Moisa Anim Lanim. Collected money for poor people. You give it to other poor people because there's no specific person. Moisa Ani, but if it was collected for a specific need, Loisa Ani, you give it to that poor person. Moisa Maisim Lamaisim. It was collected money for the Maisim to do Kurasa Mais. So if you have extra, you give it to other Maisim. But it was collecting money for a specific mace, so that was only for him, that was the purpose of the collection. So then it goes to his yorshim, goes to his inheritance. Mary says, I'm not sure what to do with the extra money that you collected for one mace. So you don't give it to the yorshim, you don't give it to anybody else, you wait till the yor navi will come and tell us. The extra money that was collected for a mace, you use it for the mace. You don't need it. He already has what he needs. So you build a nefesh, you build a matzeva, a monument on his kever, and you use it for the mace and not for his children. So I mean, there's three opinions. What do you do with the extra money for the mace? Does it go to his yorshim? Does it go to for him the mace himself? Or it's a sofek emunach hachayov eliyo. Says in Mordav Yudzayim Dalev, govu loy becheskas shein loy. If they collected money for a mace, because they assume that he's poor and he doesn't have money to pay for himself. Then they find out he actually has money. Rav Yirmiyah wanted to say the same thing we saw before. The Mishnah says, you have extra money that was collected from me, so give it to his inheritance. So also hear the same thing. Rav Idi, the king of the place called Chutre, says, think to yourself, if you collected money for a mace and he needed it, but it happens to be he needed only a portion of the sum. He needed only 80%, there's 20% extra. Then you give to his yorshim. But if he didn't need anything, so this whole fundraising was unnecessary. So that you don't give to the yorshim. The kavanah was for him, not for the yorshim. I did not teach you this. So how do you know this? It's a phrase that Rav Yirmiyah was the Rebbe of Rav Idi. Basically tell him, I think differently. You have a svara, you go with your svara against your Rebbe. You don't should not argue with your Rebbe in the svara if I not teach you this svara. One quotes the Mishnah of Nosan, Noimer, Tani, Mishnah of Nosan, Moisa, Emesi, Bonelo, Nefesh, Al-Kivroi, the extra money collected for the mace, you build a monument on his kever, V'yasel zilu v'gemitosoi, and you sprinkle wine on his bed, if you have extra money. Says the Gemara, Tana, in Poidim, Shavui, B'Shavui. You don't use money that was collected for one captive for another captive. Paying going talis betalis, and money that was collected for specific oni to buy a matalis, you don't use if you have extra batalis another oni. But paying malachim biad parnosim lekach, if the parnosim, the collectors did decide to change it, so you don't try to stop them. Says the Gemara Tanim Shum Galil Oimer in oisim nefosh la tzadikim. Tzadikim don't need monuments on the kever. Divrei yemem zechoinu. Their words is how you remember them. They don't need monuments and wine. The way you remember them is the Divrei Torah. He says, Atzadik is not interested in these monuments. So the more of Yerichon have a mas mich ve'ozil a Rav Chiya bar Abba. So Yerichon was leaning, as we know from the Bible, Yerichon was sagi nor, was blind, and he was leaning on Rav Chiya to walk him. Rav Ablozer chamilei umitru mekamei. Ablozer saw him, but he hid from him. He didn't want Rav Chiya to realize he was there. Omar, halin tartan milo avad bavlo hadin. So Rav Chiya told Rav Chiya, look what Rav Lozer is doing to me. These two things he's doing, which is improper. He's not asking Bishloim, he's not saying hello to me. He's hiding from me. So he realized he was hiding from him. That's what they know by us being in Bavel. The younger, the ones that are smaller, don't say Shalom to the Rebbe. They're in minigis to be mekayim the pasuk. The children saw me and they hid from me. And the older people stood in front of me. In order to address somebody, it needs to be someone older, not a younger person. And in order to appease Rabbi Yochanan, so Yaakov Beit, he wanted to prove his point. Can we go in front of the tzeir, in front of the zara, which is a rura? Should we go through the avodah zara, or should we try to go from a different way and avoid it? Why are you giving it a covet? Over kamei v'samei noy. Go in front of it and remove his eye, which means show that you don't care that it's there. If you avoid the way of the avodah zara, you're showing that you care about the avodah zara. Pass in front of the zara and like show that you don't care that the zara is there. You see, when you pass in front of somebody, it shows lack of covet. Rablozo doesn't want to do that. You see, when you pass in front of the zara, you're disgracing the zara. Rablozo wants to be mechabed you, so he doesn't want to pass in front of you. So Rablozo continued to complain about Rablozo. The following thing did this Babylonian. Continues one of Yudzanim with base. He says Shmos, he says Torah, but then it's saying my name. And I'm his Rebbe. Nichasu l'fonav Rav Ami Rav Masi. So Rav Masi came to appease Rabbi Yochanan. Omer le Rebbe, kach haya maise b'kneset shel Tarsim. There was a story in the shul of Tarsim. Tarsim, or the blacksmith, that they had a shul. And there was a story in that shul regarding the discussion of Nogor sheyesh b'roish shoy glustero, regarding a bolt that has on top of it a knob. Shaila is, do we consider this as a kli that you can use in Shabbos or not? Shenech l'kor ablozo Rabbi Yossi. Rashi and Blazer argued a chikoru sevatori bechamasa. They had the went and they tore sevatori because we were so angry. Some of it koru sakadaita. You think in the anger they tore sevatori? Ela shenikra sevatori. It was by mistake. Once they got so angry and they were arguing with each other so much, it caused a sevatori to be torn. Vayashu zoken echad. Rashi bekisus. Rashi bekisus was there. Omar timhanim lo yehovah beisaknes azev dezar. I would be surprised if this shul not turned to be a dezar. So what is the message telling you, Baruch? And you see, getting too angry is not kedai. It's not worth it. So don't get angry on your Talmud Rablozer. Chazoma and Chavi and Chavi, what do you mean a raya from there? There were two friends. So they shouldn't have get so angry at each other. Here, Rablozer is my Talmud. He's not my friend. So I have the right to be angry at him. So the one nichas tafan Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. So Rabbi Yaakov Baridi came to appease Rabbi Yochanan. Omer lechtiv kol ha-shit tzivu ha-shem es Moshe avdoi ken tzivu Moshe es Yoshua. Whatever Hashem told Moshe, he told Yeshua. And the pastor goes on to say, V'chenosu Yeshua lo yisir dov mikol shetziva Hashem as Moshe. So Yeshua followed exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Says, V'chi kol dibu v'dibu sha Yeshua yoyish v'doyin sha yoyim rekacha amar Moshe. So every time Yeshua spoke, he said, Moshe, my Rebbe, said like this, Moshe Rabbeinu is like this. No. Eli Yeshua yoyish v'doyish. Yeshua dash. V'yudim sha toyu shal Moshe. Everybody knew that it came from Moshe. Because it was clear, if Yeshua says something, it's coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. Avato Elozo Tamitcho Yoish Vedoyish, your Talmud Ablozer, he's Dashanim, Vakol Yoidim Shatur Shechoi, everybody knows Ablozer is your Talmud. Whatever he says in your name. Amulems, he told others, you put him Yoidim, the Ratzes, give Idi Chavirinu. Look, Rav Idi was able to appease me more than everybody else. So this is more of Rabbi Yochanan Bayi, the Yemu Shmaitzo Bishmei. Why is Rabbi Yochanan so careful, so needing, that Ablozer will say Toyer in his name? So David even David the Melech also asked for that. I'll live in your tent and your oil for the oilomim forever. I'll be under your wings forever. Oilomim means forever. He will live forever. David knew he's not going to live forever. That's what David asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want my words to be said in my name in shuls and about the medrash. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted as well. That Rabbi Elazar should say Torah in his name, so it's going to continue repeating and quoting Rabbi Yochanan. And the word goes on to explain. Shimon ben Nazir b'Shav Yitzchok said, Tamichochom shoyim in v'alochom yipi boil mazeh. If you say Yadvar Torah in Tamichochom in this world, his lips are moving in the grave. Moving the lips of the ones who are sleeping. And the beginning of the pasuk is, your mouth, like a good wine. Like the heated grapes. when you put your hand on heated grapes, right away wine, juice comes out of it. Once you mention something in the name of a tzaddik, so the lips are moving in the grave. That's the comparison of the wine to the lips. By Nazir Omar, the comparison is Kadin de Shoti Konditoin. Like someone drinking the drink called Konditoin, which is a combination of wine, honey, and pepper. And Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Kadin de Shoti Chamarotik. It's like the one drinking old wine. What happens when you drink these type of drinks? Avigal de Shoti late time before me. Even though he finished drinking, still he has taste in it. So even though the tzaddik already passed away, he is still saying Divrei Torah when they mention his name. When a person says something in the name of somebody else, he should see the person in front of him. A person should go with a tzalim, with the dmus of his rebbe in front of him. The Gemara continues based on this to say the following drasha. It says in the pasuk, Rav Odom Yikroish Chazdoi, Ze Shar Kol Odom. Many people will call themselves Ish Chazdoi, Chesed. Meaning they're not going to be so careful, they're going to call themselves this way. And what I'm referring to, they're going to say something in the name of somebody else, they won't be so careful to say it in his name the right way. But someone who's the Neman that you could trust that he says is exact, so you can't find him. Who is that? Zerav Zeir. Zeir is the one, he's very, very careful to say exactly as he heard from his Rebbe. How do we see that? Says the Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Tomer of Zeir, Rav Zeir said, "Lama li shenitzrichim rechushin l'shmaitzei Rav Sheshes." We don't have to. We can't rely on Rav Sheshes Shmos. To gavur mefatro, he's blind. So he's blind. He didn't see his Rebbe. In order to really be medactic, to say exactly what the Rebbe said, you have to see him talking, and you have to be able to imagine him standing in front of you. Someone who's blind can't do that. So you see, Rav Zeir is very careful not to say a shmo from anybody. He wanted to have a very clear mesoyris. Things that he said to make sure they are reliable. Zeir asked Rav Asi, "Do you know Bar Petaya that Omar Shmaitz Vishmei? You're saying many Shmuas in the name of Bar Petaya. Do you know him? Did you see him?" I didn't see Rav Petaya, but I saw Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan quoted Bar Petaya, so therefore I can quote Bar Petaya because I rely on Rav Yochanan. Similarly, the Gemara says, Zeir Rav Asi. Did you see Rav? At Omar Shmaitzer Shmei, you mentioning Rav. Did you see him? Are you able to quote him? I saw Rav Adar Bar Avo, and he quoted Rav. And Rav Adar Bar Avo is someone I could trust that whatever he says is reliable to quote Rav. And really, I quote Rav based on what I heard from Rav Adar Bar Avo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Yud Zayin.